All right, we are live on the Winnipeg Weight Loss Show. That's what I've coined it. A live podcast streaming in a few different places, so this might be a complete disaster. We'll see how it goes. Talking today, how to halt your hunger on a diet, four ways that are somewhat unconventional. So just getting it out of the way right away here. The obvious tips are to make sure you're sleeping enough, because if you're not sleeping enough, sends your hunger hormones haywire, you don't move as much, your willpower is drained. So correct the basics, the lifestyle stuff first, eating enough protein, drinking enough water, getting your sleep, etc. And then consider these tips. Okay. So first off is to accept there's probably going to be a little bit of hunger, some dull hunger at times throughout the day when you're dieting, looking to lose fat. That should be inevitable. Just like the sun rises, some hunger on a diet is actually a good indication that you're in a calorie deficit, you're losing fat. Just think of it as your fat cells screaming as they die a painful death if you get that little hunger pain in your belly. We don't want too much of that, because then you're pushing it too hard and that inevitably leads to a binge, boomerang, etc. So number one, up your F. What the F is that? Fiber intake. Okay, so this is a fairly obvious one, but it adds bulk to your diet, which increases that feeling of fullness. Good for the old colon, keeps you regular, TMI, which is pretty important for obvious reasons. But in terms of fat loss, the more you can fill your gut with low calorie stuff, the more likely you're going to halt hunger. So some of the highest sources of fiber from actual food sources, you're thinking your oatmeal, even though people hate oatmeal online, don't listen to those folks. Beans, lentils, chickpeas, a lot of fruit, right? Raspberries, blackberries, green peas, a lot of vegetables, broccoli, spinach, etc. Trying to fill the gaps with all that, making sure every meal has a good source of fiber in it. All right. Good stuff. Make sense so far? Next up is to opt for foods that are low in calorie density. So high volume, low calorie. So think a big ass salad versus a chocolate bar. In this example, these are apples. For the record, four apples equals one Snickers bar. And in fact, I think if it's smaller apples, it could be as much as five apples equals the calorie content of one Snickers bar. You're not you when you're hangry, but don't opt for the Snickers bar when you get hungry. Opt for apples or anything that's high fiber, low calorie density, okay? So the fact that you could sit down and eat four apples and be more satiating, more filling than a Snickers bar is telling you everything you need to know. Try to prioritize whole foods in your diet, all right? All right, scrolling down on my list because I'm doing this off the cuff, not really. Next one is slow your roll, slow down when you eat. Don't watch a fast-paced TV show, drama, and then you're shoveling food down. You don't realize how much you've ate. Try to remove all distractions, TVs, phones, etc. Take a bite, put down the fork. Use chopsticks if you have to. If we have to go to those extremes, we will. Just get in the habit of slowing down at mealtime so that you'll know when you're 80% full, you'll actually get that cue in your brain. Whereas if you're just shoveling it down, that hunger suppression, satiety that's supposed to happen is far too late. And by that point, you've overconsumed, okay? Just on a side note is that is to try to avoid boredom eating, you know, keep busy. If you feel snacky at night, maybe do some cardio while watching TV versus, oh, I gotta have this popcorn or I've gotta have something in my mouth. They're salty, sweet. Certainly there is a place for snacks at certain times of day and that's fine, but you've got to account for it in your calories, and it's better to stay busy so that you don't confuse boredom with hunger. Big difference. Last but not least, the big O, Ozempic. Yes, the most controversial on this list. I am bullish on science when it makes sense. In this case, there are trade-offs. You know, it's not covered by insurance unless you have diabetes in Canada. So you're going to be paying out of pocket for it. It has considerable side effects for some. Upset stomach, diarrhea, the whole Pepto-Bismol commercial, that's essentially the side effect profile of Ozempic or any GLP-1 agonist. That's the class of these drugs. They artificially increase your hunger suppression hormones, so you just eat less, you get full faster. But in the research, over 68 weeks was the one study I saw, participants lost an average of almost 15% body weight, okay? Which for a 250-pound person, that's almost 40-plus pounds. Considerable over just over a year, right? Almost as good as Calvert Fitness, not quite. So that is positive developments for people that really struggle with their cravings or they're obese and their hormone signaling is just off. So this kind of helps correct a deficiency. And ideally, it's not a forever thing, something that you use to help you better adhere to a good nutrition and workout plan and then wean yourself off potentially. Okay. So I don't know enough about it to say this is the panacea for everyone, but at least in terms of what we know now today, proven to help with weight loss for the right person, someone that's clinically obese, that's tried it all. But please, for the sake of your muscle and your quality of life, you do want to ensure your strength training and doing all the tips on this list, plus increasing your protein intake, because a lot of muscle can get lost by just crash dieting. Especially if you're not hungry and you're artificially suppressing your hunger, you might just eat less junk, and still not change any of your habits. That's not a winning formula either. All right. Hopefully this list helps you get started. Any questions, drop them in the comments below. Or if you have a tip of your own to share, I want to make this video fairly concise. There are more. But just to reiterate, up your fiber intake, lots of veggies, lots of fruits. Opt for lower calorie density options when possible. The example of four apples equaling the calorie intake of one Snickers bar. Eat slow and mindfully at mealtime. Try to be present without devices. And then potentially the big O, talk to your doctor, not me, about using something that will help in the early going, you know, really crush your hunger. It does. No note does that so that you can better adhere to the tips above, get the results you ultimately want. All right. Drop me a message if I can help you with anything. Hope this helped. See you guys next time. I'll click awkwardly to end this video, and it'll take me.